This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Yeah, Charlie making big strides, don't you think? I mean, he was a pass catcher. You know, didn't do any blocking. I don't even think he lined up in line very much. He's made himself into a fine blocker. He's doing a really good job blocking. Very physical. But he's always had the pass catching ability. They attacked us how we expect them to. They've used those same defenses in the past against us to great effect. They're an aggressive team. Lou is a heck of a defensive coordinator, and they're come and get you type of a mindset, and that's what they went to, and we handle it for the most part. I like where we're at. I think it kind of goes together. We were in a good place, and we're in a better place now because we're continuing to improve, but we have a lot of improvement to do and a lot of opportunity to get better. So I'm excited about that opportunity. Jaden Daniels is, he's played, five games now? And he's been one of the best in the league for five games so far as a rookie. He plays different than Joe Burrow. Every quarterback plays their own unique way. We just have to look at him and how he fits into their offense and prepare for their offense.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was yesterday. Met with the media out there at One Winning Drive. Talking about various subjects relating to his team and beyond. And we'll work back to front. Talking about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, who won four in a row.
Yeah.
Top of the division in the NFC East. Jaden Daniels probably right now the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Washington coming off a demolition of the Cleveland Browns this past Sunday down in Landover, Maryland. So they're kind of cooking offensively. Brian Robinson, two TDs. I mean, McLaurin's getting more involved in the offense. Defensively, their challenge, which we'll talk about over the next few days, and Vinny's going to start breaking down stats and film over the next couple, so stay tuned for that. But still, it's a rivalry to state teams, technically. My state taxes help pay for that piece of crap down in Landover. And Baltimore, of course, in the King City of the state of Maryland. Not necessarily a rivalry because they only play every few years, but it's easy to get to for Commanders fans to come up to M&T Bank.
Yeah.
You have Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson. Lamar in the MVP conversation coming off. I'm guessing he's going to be the offense player of the week in the NFL. And Jaden Daniels continues his fine performance, completing almost 80% of his passes here as a rookie in the National Football League. So there's some intrigue. It was a game that was so intriguing that NBC wanted to flex it to Sunday night And CBS, because they have that block protection, did it. And thankfully, hey, let's get selfish for us. It's awesome. I'll be home by 11:30.
Right.
Doing my teams for Daily Fantasy and getting ready to rock and roll for a long day of football. But that's how intriguing this game has become on a national level. Now, the Ravens are 6.5-point favorites, but we talked about it yesterday with Howard Balzer. You circled that game as a win when a schedule came out. You circled that game as a win in July. You circled that game as a win in early September. I'm still circling it as a win, let me stress that.
Right.
But maybe not the walkover double-digit point favorites game that we assumed it would be when the season began.
Oh, there's no question there, Bob. And like you had said, they've won three in a row. So when you've won three in a row, your confidence is off the chart. So when they walk into the stadium, they're feeling good, and they think they can win. You know, and it's not fake stuff.
They won four in a row.
Four in a row. Yeah, so it's not fake stuff. You know, like if they were sitting 1-3 or whatever, yeah, we're going to go kick their butt. Yeah, do you really believe that?
Sure.
Eh, probably not. But now going up there, winning four in a row, being 4-1, quarterback's playing well. Their offense is, you know, off the charts. You know, they're scoring a ton of points, 31 points. They're actually, these are the top two scoring teams in the league, the Ravens and Washington. You know, what, they average 31. I think the Redskins, or Baltimore's 29.4. So it's, they've got a lot of things going offensively for them. So it's going to be, and defensively, they've got some issues.
Now, we anticipate it being a game, but we can go back to almost a year ago when Detroit came to town.
Yeah.
That was going to be a game. I believe a lot of people thought Detroit was even going to win, and the Ravens just puffy pantsed them, hammer time, pretty much right out of the gate. Kind of leaning towards that direction. Let's tease it a little bit before we get to the picks on Friday. But needless to say, I look at this game with more intrigue than I did just 2 weeks ago. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about his team after 5 weeks. Remember, everybody, Ravens started 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
And they won three in a row. They beat Dallas. They handed Buffalo their first loss. They win at Cincinnati. So two of these three wins have been on the road against playoff-ish kind of teams. That'll all be determined over the passage of time here. But I think the Ravens are offensively, pick your poison. You want us to pound it down your throat? Oh, we can do that.
No.
And as Lamar showed Sunday against Cincinnati, we can throw. And we can spread the wealth in doing so.
Yeah, and I think, and Bob, I was telling you earlier, like Washington, they average giving up 5.1 yards per rush, which the Ravens are number one. The Ravens number one, you know, averaging 6.1. So I mean, there's a lot of things, and quarterback rating they give up. Washington 115. So I mean, they've given up running and throwing. Bob, they don't even have an interception yet, their defense. So, I mean, there's ways, and I can't wait to watch the film tomorrow, but I can't wait to see it, to see what they look like defensively. But it sounds like their secondary is struggling because they're giving up a lot of touchdown passes.
You say for the year, quarterback ratings 115?
Yeah. All right. Their defense right now, they're ranked 31st, 114.7 quarterback rating they give up.
Well, how about this? How about Lamar Jackson in his last three games? 139.4, 135.4. How about a strong 119.9? So a team that is struggling to stop the pass going up against the hottest quarterback in the NFL right now. Hey-o!
Well, and on top of that, Bob, you got the leading rusher in the league, and they're second to last in the league in average per rush at 51. So, you know, you've got kind of a, it's going to be interesting to see what Washington, if they try to do, like, because to me what Cincinnati does was, we're stopping a run. Lamar, we're going to blitz you. We're going to make you throw the ball quick. We're going to make you try to beat us. And you know what? All the receivers showed up.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson handling the in-game adjustments. And first half was kind of a grinded outer. There were some interesting scenarios with timeouts. Secondary was starting to get smoked a little bit towards the end of the half And then in the second half, it was just an offensive explosion, and Lamar was up to that challenge and had fun at that party for sure.
Yeah, I thought early on, Bob, Lamar could have had a couple more completions. He was high. You know, I mean, what was it, the Flowers? Flowers, he threw it high, and he was open. And then Charlie Kolar, he threw it late, and he was open. So I thought he kind of – he settled in rather well in the second half. I think he was, what, 9 of 17 at the half. And then in the second half, you know, he threw for, what, about 250.
And then finally, as we started the program here in the open, Charlie Kolar, we heard John Harbaugh talking about him. And Vinny, as you pointed out, the day they drafted him. He can run, catch, and do some things.
Yep.
Blocking's not his friend. And we saw him kind of in his mojo, if you will, catching the football, getting down the field, scoring a touchdown. All three tight ends ate a little bit Sunday past against Cincinnati. But Charlie Kolar, a guy that oftentimes you forgets even on the Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that guy. We certainly remembered him on Sunday.
Yeah, and the thing that you don't realize about Charlie is he's 6'7", like 265. He's a big dude. And, Bob, at Iowa State, he didn't even get in a three-point stance. And if he did, you know, he wasn't going to block anybody because he couldn't block anybody because he was so bad as a blocker. It was pathetic watching him block. And now, you know, that's his... He's had to learn to become that to find a niche on his team. And because he is that guy, he's on the field more. And then, well, if he's there, you got to give him some opportunities. And, you know, and he can run. And the thing he does better than he does blocking is catch the football. So, yeah, he's doing well. And, Bob, is he a knock-you-off-the-ball blocker? No, he'll never be that because mentally that's not him either. But he was a 4.0 student. So he's extremely smart guy, and he knows angles and how to get his body in position and be efficient blocker.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the fan. Your level of intrigue for this matchup Sunday at 1 o'clock. M&T Bank Stadium, Ravens 6.5-point favorites over the Commanders. Both teams on winning streaks. Ravens 3 in a row, Washington 4 in a row since they lost their opener, getting shredded by Baker Mayfield down in Tampa game last night. We'll hear the highlights when we get to the whip around 26-13, as you heard on the fan, Kansas City over New Orleans. Still, hey, Patrick Mahomes had a pick and no touchdowns. Threw a pick in the end zone. Matter of fact, but they're 5-0, so it is that.
Well, they're bringing Kelsey's getting much more involved the last two games. You know, and how about Juju Schuster?
Yeah,
Bob? You know what I mean.
Kareem Hunt had a monster game,
and they're on bye, so look for them, Bob. I would be shocked if they don't add a receiver by the time they play again.
What about New Orleans though? They look like the undefeated, undisputable champions of the world. First two games, scoring a ton of points, and you know Derek Carr's leaving.
Yeah,
on a jet plane.
Yeah, it's
never to come back again.
Yep. Derek is becoming Derek.
Yeah. They've lost three in a row. Baseball playoffs yesterday. How about Kerry Carpenter, three-run homer off of Class A, who barely gives up runs, much less three-run homers. Scooble was outstanding, 7 shutout, 8 Ks. That series tied in a game apiece. And how about them Royals with cheese? 4-2 over the Yankees. Salvi Perez, he goes deep. Hampson, 2-for-2 with a run and a ribby. Garcia had 4 hits. What I didn't like after the fact, and I understand you lost and you're frustrated, Jazz Chisholm saying they got lucky, Kansas City.
Well,
how about showing some humility? Yeah. You hit a home run when they're losing by 3 runs. You know, got lucky, Jazz Chisholm.
Oh, Bob, breaking news.
What?
Jets just fired Robert Saleh.
Kaboom! Q.
Damn.
Truth bomb detonated. By the way, I'll get into Chaz Chisholm and him saying lucky.
Well,
Chaz Chisholm was with Miami in July. You got lucky. Robert Saleh, not so much. So breaking news in the National Football League. We got Nate Davis from USA Today to talk about that. Get Kevin Allstriker's thoughts on it as well. We got a lot to get to. Ravens taking on the Commanders. 6.5-point favorites. Robert Saleh, it's all your fault. You're Gonzo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Two main concerns for the Ravens. Offensive line was number one and probably number 1B. And then pass rush.
Yep.
Five games in. What's the concern level for each, since we heard from Ronnie Stanley there, John Harbaugh talking about him? Your concern level for the offensive line is what with, 12 games left in the season?
Yeah, well, the thing that I like is that they're getting better. And Bob, I mean, it's the number one offense in the league. They're 450 yards a game. And does Lamar help that? Sure. I mean, Bob, how about this? You'll be shocked at this. You know where they rank sacks in the league? The offense, giving up sacks?
Middle of the pack.
32nd. The best.
Oh, okay.
They've given up five. And Lamar helps that out a lot.
Yeah, because he got hit, seven, eight times on Sunday?
But some of the times, you know, he's holding the ball too long. But Falele's really improved. He's probably made the biggest strides of any of them.
On both areas, pass pro and run blocking?
Well, you saw the holding penalty he got. He struggles a little with quickness. If he's got a power guy, he's okay because he's 370 or whatever he is. And Rosengarten's better in the run than he is in the pass. He's a year from away from being really good because it's like he has boy strength and he's playing against men.
That's kind of what it looks like, it, you know, like with power rushes and stuff. He has a hard time with that. He needs to get a lot stronger, lower body and upper body, where people try to torque him. He doesn't move. Right now, he kind of gets torqued. But he's smart enough and athletic enough where he can get his body in position, and they give him a lot of help in the past stuff. Ronnie's been outstanding. I mean, Ronnie, well, I would say Filele's improved the most. Ronnie's the biggest surprise that
he looked like he was kind of on the washed up side. Oh, no, saying?
More than washed up, like done last year, done. And then McCary settled in nicely at the left guard. And Harp said, you know, hey, last two games, you know, we've been great offensively. No need to change.
Yeah. And even when Voorhees comes back, which could be this week, you know, you got to earn your spot there.
He did say, though, Bob, that Harps did say, I don't know if, you know, he's, you know, that he had a high ankle sprain. You know, because Harps said, oh, it's 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks? That's not bad for a high ankle sprain. So I would imagine, you know, if a high ankle sprain, he still could be out another week or so.
Let's get out to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Ravens host the Commanders 1 o'clock Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens 6.5-point favorites. They've won 4 in a row. Baltimore's won 3 in a row. So somebody's winning streak's coming to an end. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, where the hell have you been?
Hey, man. Life, man. Life. Doing my thing, man. I'm in a good place, man. I still listen, but I listen to Odyssey.
Awesome.
But what's going on? I'm glad, though, your health, you know, your vision, whatever, and all that. I'm glad everything is on the mend. So that's the good part about it, man.
You know what I mean?
First and foremost, man.
Yeah, man, appreciate that. Yep.
No doubt. But what I'm calling about is, and, you know, I'm definitely about to tap into your 80s retro era. The fan base of the Commanders are a bunch of duckies. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, they want to be and they want to like the Ravens so bad that at the end of the day, yes, enjoy Jaden. But Jaden is phenomenal. But this was going to happen. Y'all preface this, man. You know, they're talking all this trash about the defense this and the defense that. You know, Kyle Hamilton is a generational talent. Travis Jones, that's what I'm really calling about, is playing like a game record. And I believe that the Ravens are going to make a statement, and I can't wait to listen to the dial down the road, because these fans have been calling and talking very spicy. So to the Baltimore fans who are listening right now, y'all call that Elvis, that sister station down there, and let them people know, if they don't take excuse me, I got to drink some water. I feel like a preacher right now. But they don't take calls like y'all take calls. At the end of the day, we need to send a message and to let them know that, listen, y'all still the little brother of the millennium. Y'all will stay the little brother of the millennium. And I'm calling my shot. The Ravens going to win by two or more touchdowns. I like Jaden Daniels, but this is where his Linsanity going to Miami moment comes to the fold. The Ravens going to bring it back down to earth. And Vinny, you're going to see on the film tomorrow, the Ravens, it's going to be Buffalo times 10. That's all I got to say.
All right, Ray, good to hear from Ray. Down there, I guess, traveling through the D.C. area. And, hey, look, going back to the old days, growing up in the Baltimore area, in Baltimore, Redskins were good from the time I started really following football. Basically through the early 90s. Mm-hmm. They were one of the premier franchises, went to multiple Super Bowls. George Allen had them good. Joe Gibbs took them to a new echelon, winning 3 Super Bowls. But they've been kind of sucky for a strong 25-plus years, with the exception of a couple of playoff spots. So they've lost luster. They sell out every game. There's a waiting list to buy tickets at RFK Stadium. And I've been to games at RFK Stadium in the late 80s, early 90s, when they were still in their heyday. And that place was crazy. Reminded me of Memorial Stadium with Oriole games, but sold out. But yeah, I think they want the Reds or Commanders to be what the Ravens are. Relevant.
Yeah.
And now, for the first time in a long time, they're relevant. Mm-hmm. And the quarterback's got a lot to do with that.
Yeah, they're relevant over the last 5 weeks, you know, because of the quarterback. You know, I mean, Bob, if they were 1-4, 1-4, it'd be like,
yeah, Ravens same beat old, 10 point favorites in the
same old thing, you know, but I agree. And Bob, I mean, like my first year in Washington in 99, it sold out at 91,000 people, Bob. I mean, it was packed. Now, I mean, I think they're getting, they took all those seats out. I think it's like 70,000 now, something like that. Yeah, so they are, I think people, Redskin fans and stuff, they were jealous of Steve Bisciotti, bottom line, because he set up his, they liked him as an owner. Now, did the players like each other when I was there? Not really. I mean, we didn't play them a lot, but they frequented the Baltimore players when they wanted to go out, you know, on a Sunday night. They were in D.C. at the same bars as the Redskin guys.
Right. But in that era when you were there, especially early 2000s, Ravens had Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Jonathan Ogden, Advantage Baltimore.
Yep.
Advantage Baltimore. Chris Samuel, not Jonathan Ogden. You know what I mean? It's just the way that it is. As good as he was at injuries ended his career, Ravens were kind of the team. And, you know, Washington went from being a beloved, respected franchise to being laughing stocks. Now trying to turn that thing around under ownership, new ownership, et cetera, et cetera. But they're coming in on a heater, so we'll see. We'll get into all of that and more. Getting back to Jazz Chisholm. Said the Royals were lucky. Dude was in Miami in July. Who's lucky?
Yeah.
You got traded to a contender. You're not Mickey Mantle. You're not Derek Jeter. You got traded there. You're along for the ride. Give them credit for winning a game. Anybody but the Yankees is where I'm going with the baseball playoffs. We'll talk about those with Ryan Ripken coming up at 11:30. Jets fire their coach. I'm making a mandate right now. We're not going to sit here and devote 2 hours to a team that ain't been to the Super Bowl since the Beatles were still together, firing a coach that everybody knew was on the hot seat. Is it new? Sure. The Jets have not won a Super Bowl since January of 1969. To me, it's like the Cardinals fired their coach. But ESPN will make you feel as though it's a bigger deal. Again, the Beatles haven't even done the rooftop concert last time the Jets won a Super Bowl. Nixon wasn't even inaugurated. Let's put it in perspective.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
5 weeks NFL fun in the books already. We're into the second week of October. Nolan, Christmas trees will be up in less than 2 months. Kansas City wins last night. They're undefeated. They beat the Saints. We'll get to our picks later on in the program. But we've accumulated records. We're starting to get an idea what teams may or may not be. So let's talk about the 12 best teams in the NFL through these 5 weeks. It's Vinny's Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's go back to week five. Number one, Minnesota. Two, Kansas City. Three, Detroit. Four, Houston. Five, Baltimore. Six, Buffalo. Seven, Seattle. Eight, Tampa. Nine, Washington. 10, Pittsburgh. 11, Green Bay. And 12, the Chargers. So, week six. Coming in at number 12 again. 2-2 LA Chargers. They were on bye. They're at Denver. Woo! Chargers are second in the NFL, allowing only 14.2 first downs per game.
Doesn't seem like they'd be that stout defensively, given all the injuries and suspensions and such.
And hopefully, Bob, for them, after the bye week, all their guys are healthy. Because they're going in to play a good defensive team in Denver. Coming in at number 11, 3-2 Atlanta. Probably the cardiac kids, I guess you could call them. They beat Tampa 36-30 in overtime. They're at Carolina. So Kirk Cousins, he threw for 508 yards versus Carolina. That is only 200 yards less than the Patriots have all season.
Yeah, so Kirk Cousins starting to get on a little bit of a heater and incorporating some of those weapons. Still like to see Bijan Robinson be that fantasy one running back.
I'm just nervous about him, Bob, that he has a hard time in the zone stretch run stuff. Seeing though, I think he might be more of a downhill north-south type runner that when he gets in space, he's phenomenal. And that's why they were trying all those quick screens and stuff to him.
And getting back to the Cousins stuff real quick with the yardage, he threw for 500 and some in one
Tampa.
Game, right? Yeah. Justin Herbert's thrown for 573 for the season.
Well, that's G-Row.
There you go.
Welcome to G-Row, Justin Herbert. And they've only played four games.
True.
All right, coming in at 10. 3-2 Dallas. I mean, they've won two in a row. They won and winning at Pittsburgh 20-17. We're going to find out. They're hosting Detroit this week. Brandon Aubrey, he leads the NFL with 51 points.
He's missed a couple of field goals here the last couple of weeks, though.
Yep.
Do a feature on you, then you start missing.
You know what he does, Bob, is because he was a soccer player, he does a good job on the kickoffs, you know, because they don't kick it deep. Coming in at number 9. This one's a little bit of a shocker to me. 3-2, although they won 3 in a row. The Chicago Bears. They beat Carolina 36-10, and they're hosting Jacksonville. The Bears are the only NFC team allowing under 300 yards of offense.
How about that? I did not know that. And good news for them offensively. Williams getting hot. DeAndre Swift and DJ Moore becoming factors here, too.
They're kind of getting a feel for who they are. And good for the Bears. Because how about that division?
Flip a coin, man.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got a winning record. Coming in at number 8, 3-2 Denver. They've won 3 in a row. They beat the Raiders 34-18, and they're hosting the Chargers. The Broncos lead the AFC with 19 sacks.
Yeah, good defense. Oof. Made the Raiders, less than stellar. But Bo Nix is starting to, he's not putting up crazy numbers.
No.
Let's not get it twisted. But he's making plays now when he needs to make some plays here.
Right. Like when they played against the Jets or whatever, he had minus 7 yards at the half.
and they end up winning.
Won. Yeah.
That's why Robert Saleh got fired, one of the reasons.
Coming in at 7. Also from that division, Green Bay, 3-2. They won at the Rams, 24-19. They are hosting Arizona. You know, it's funny. Which Arizona team is showing up? Is it the good one or the bad one? When it's the bad one, they're awful.
Yeah, and Howard Balzer, who covers them, who was on the show yesterday, longtime NFL writer, he not doing. I don't even think they know what team's showing up each week.
And the Packers are tied for the NFL lead in turnover margin at a plus 7. All right, coming in at 6, 4-1 Washington beat Cleveland 34-13, and they're playing the Ravens. Excluding kneel downs, Washington has scored on 29 of 42 drives this season, 70%, leads the NFL. So the Ravens' defense is going to be up for a little bit of a challenge here.
Again, intriguing for now.
Yes. Well, I was listening to Bill Belichick last night, or yesterday, and they said with Jaden Daniels, keep him in the pocket. Keep him in the pocket. Coming in at 5. 3-1 Detroit. They were on bye. They're at Dallas. Lions are tied for second in the NFL with 22.8 first downs per game. And that Dallas defense, they played hard without two of their best defensive players.
Sure.
They're going to get challenged this week. Coming in at 4, we got the Ravens. Beat the Bengals 41-38. Derrick Henry has more yards rushing than 8 NFL teams.
Yeah, and he had a air quotes subpar game, and he rushed for 91 yards on Sunday.
Coming in at 3, 4-1 Houston. They beat Buffalo 23-20. They're at New England, so more than likely they're going to be 5-1. Nico Collins has more receiving yards, 567. Then the Chargers have net passing yards.
Yeah, but Nico Collins left with a hammy.
Yeah, probably be out a couple weeks. Coming in at 2, 5-0 Kansas City. They won last night 26-13. They're on bye. Patrick Mahomes is tied for the NFL lead with 6 picks.
I think he's even touchdown to interception ratio now, 6-6.
Wow. But, Bob, they're undefeated.
Yeah. It's all that matters. And you know he's going to get hot sooner or later. There's going to be a week. I don't know when it's going to be. Everybody where Brown and other weapons are going to be back. And then again, some of them seem to have long-term issues here.
Coming in at 1, Minnesota 5-0, beat the Jets 23-17, and the Vikings are on bye. The Vikings lead the NFC in rush defense, allowing 67.2, because the Ravens lead the NFL with 60. So overall, Minnesota 1, Kansas City 2, Houston 3, Baltimore 4, Detroit 5, Washington 6, Green Bay 7, Denver 8, Chicago 9, Dallas 10, Atlanta 11, Chargers 12. The whole NFC North, Bob, is in the top 12.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Later in the show, we have the Feeble Five. There's some teams that were in the Feeble Five now in that Dirty Dozen. Maybe there's some teams that were in a Dirty Dozen now going to be in the Feeble Five. Stick around. You'll find out in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire. Look at the Ravens at 3-2. Preview the Commanders game coming up. Whip around left 15. Give you some of those highlights from Monday Night Football. And Ryan Ripken will talk about the baseball playoffs. And the Orioles have some interesting arbitration issues. You know, Adley Rutschman's eligible for arbitration because he finished second in the rookie year, got an extra year of service time. Now he could be in line to make $5.6 million or somewhere along those lines. Corbin Burns coming back. I don't know.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire, joins us 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens won 3 in a row. First place now. AFC North, after an 0-2 beginning to the season. Yeah, the secondary got smoked up pretty good. But made a play when they needed to, Marlon Humphrey.
And Wiggins. Made that one on the crossing route.
And think about this, too. We were talking if the Ravens would have lost, Harbaugh, you know, calling a timeout, which allowed them time to score, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
What if Tucker misses the 56-yard field goal?
Yeah, oh.
Then everybody's, we need a new kicker. Or Lamar drops the snap, fumbles. And they kick the game-winning field goal. And for all the greatness that was the regulation time, you know, they lose because, you know, he's looking down the field instead of looking at the ball coming. After snapping for the ball, it's like, well, here it is.
Yep.
And then he drops it. But none of that happened. The Ravens won the game. So Lamar's probably going to be the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, I would assume.
And Bob, just think where, you know, mentally Tucker, you know, now he may not miss a 50-plus yarder the rest of the year.
And he banged that through. Everything's been true from inside 40.
Yep.
And now maybe this gets him back on that Justin Tucker awesome train. But the Ravens take it on the Commanders, so we'll talk to Kevin about that. Ryan Ripken talk about the baseball playoffs and the Orioles offseason, which unfortunately is pretty much happening. Free agency doesn't start until after the World Series ends. But there's still plenty of questions that Mike Elias has to answer. And he manned up last week that I didn't do a good enough job getting this team ready to take the next step at the trade deadline. We'll see what the offseason will do for the Birds. You know, the Orioles haven't made the playoffs in 3 straight years in over 50 seasons.
The Orioles hadn't made the playoffs?
In 3 straight years.
Oh, okay.
In 50 seasons.
Wow.
Listen to what I'm saying. And they haven't had back-to-back years where both a Baltimore football team and a Baltimore baseball team made the playoffs in consecutive years since 1970, 1971. So if the Ravens make the playoffs, which I'm assuming they will,
right,
that'll be the first time that's happened in 50-whatever years. Nolan, you graduated college. You figure out the math. It's a long time ago. Well, it was after the Jets won a Super Bowl. I know that.
Right. Going back a ways, though, I mean, how many teams were making the playoffs? It wasn't a lot. I mean, it was limited to what? Just 4 teams would make the postseason in baseball?
Oh, yeah. Division winners.
So, I mean, you could win 90, even 95-plus games and somehow miss it.
Well, those years, yeah, when they were going 3 years in a row, they were winning over 100 games. They were one of the best teams in baseball history. But to your point, they had that run, 75, they won 90 games. 76, they won 88, and that was a terrible year. Think about that. That's how the bar was set. They won 88 games, and they sucked. 97 wins, 90 wins. Then they win the World, or go to the World Series, win 100 games, don't even make the playoffs. That's, you know what I mean? That's what the bar was like. The Colts were sucking by this time, and then eventually left. But things are happening here. and happening in a big way. Oh, you're like the Jets fired their coach. Because things like what happens in Baltimore doesn't happen with the Jets. They don't make the playoffs for over a decade. And they fired Robert Saleh. And for some reason, it's a big deal because it's New York and it's on national TV.
Well, there's only 32 of them.
Yeah, but still, it's a team. The guy that's got a 350 winning percentage who was on the hot seat. They got fired. If this was any other, like, say, Mike McDaniel gets fired in Miami. We feeling this kind of smoke from a national perspective? No. They're probably already moving on to Bronny and LeBron.
I think it'd be just as surprising.
It'd be surprising, though, but dominating the news cycle.
That's what's newsworthy about it, is that it came out of... He showed up to the facility today.
They found out minutes before.
Did he really?
They let him in, and Woody Johnson, the owner, sat him down and said, hey, you go home. That's it.
Did he say, go see human resources?
Damn.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I thought you're supposed to fire people on a Friday.
No, not in the NFL.
No. Oh. Less chance of an outburst on a Friday.
On a Tuesday, there's no players. It's players' day off, so your players aren't there. So that's kind of cold. So he must have decided it last night is what he did.
Wonder if it was a personal decision made by him alone, or
him
did
and
he
his
have
brother,
or have input from others?
Well, like when Dan fired Norv during the regular season, he was never his guy. And Woody didn't hire Saleh. His brother did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's never your guy. So you're always kind of looking for reason to get your own guy. And let me see. When Dan fired Norv, Dan did it. I can't remember what day it was. I don't remember, but it was... His partners were in there and everything. I wasn't. Partners were in there, and yeah, he just decided to do it himself.
It's never an easy turnaround, you know, changing coaches, but they do play Monday, so this is one of their, quote, longer weeks, I guess.
Yeah, it's a big game, too, because they're playing Buffalo.
For sure. If they win, they're tied for first.
Yep.
And crazy is that?
Still waiting on who the interim is.
Oh, it's the D coordinator.
Ulick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some thought that they might go with Hackett, which would have been interesting given his history.
But in their problem offensively, not defensively.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They're kind of hanging. I mean, Darnold was getting on them early.
And I think Sunday. The D coordinator has a lot of respect amongst the players.
So Robert Saleh's gone. So a team that had made the playoffs in over a decade with a 360 winning percentage got fired. There you go. We'll come back, talk about a team that's won Super Bowls and right now is in first place in their division. That's the Baltimore Ravens with Kevin Allstriker. Then we got the whip around. How about a team going to 5-0 that's trying to win Super Bowls for the third straight time, which has never happened before? You heard it on the Fan, Monday Night Football. And then Ryan Ripken talking about the baseball playoffs. Manny Machado throwing balls at the Dodgers dugout. And I've always liked Manny, but his antics are kind of making me want the Dodgers to maybe win this series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.